Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Keyshawn Kemp. Keyshawn is a starting defensive lineman for the Pitt Panthers and is one of the top returning players on their defense. Keyshawn, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
No problem.
Starting Keyshawn, we know it's a unique offseason and you're not having that normal spring ball. Things are going to be pushed back a lot. But just for yourself, how have you been able to stay in shape and close to the game of football, even under these circumstances?
Well, I just find ways to just try to stay active, like being on the field, like trying to find like an open field, like get cones, put my cleats on and do different D-line drills that I know that we'll do in practice or like before the game, just to continue working on making sure I'm not losing a step and making sure I'm staying active and eating the right things to continue to stay healthy, because there definitely is going to be a season.
And Keyshawn, going back to last season, unfortunately, you suffered a season-ending injury in the first half of your first game. How difficult was it for you to go down so early on in the season? And what did you do from the time that you were injured to when you have fully recovered?
I just felt like, dang, like, why me at that time? But then I just prayed about it and knew that God had a plan and that God never does things for the wrong reason, that he give his strongest soldiers the hardest, he give his hardest battles to the strongest soldiers. And I just knew that if I continue to keep working, that this senior season will be a breakout season for me. And I just, like, after the injury, I just tapped in with my inner self and was like, is this what you want? And I told myself, I was like, yes. And I said, I'm going to continue working for it until I see the payout. So I just continue to, like, lift weights and, like, stay a student of the game, like, continue to watch film, because if I'm watching film, I can slow the game down that much than just playing.
Adversity is something every athlete goes through. We know you've had to deal with it throughout your collegiate career. But how do you think it has shaped you to become not only a better player on the field, but a better person off the field?
It built character. Like, actually taught me, like, that things, you have to go through things to overcome. Like, every road is not straight. Sometimes you have to go through a bunch of curves and a bunch of adversity to be able to make it out, because everybody doesn't have the easy road to where they just like, oh, I done played 4 years in college injury free and I'm in the NFL. Sometimes you have to do things that make you uncomfortable, and you have to be able to be all right with being uncomfortable. So right now I'm all right with being uncomfortable, because I know my work ethic and everything, that I'm going to make it out on the end.
Keyshawn, this Pitt defensive front, you, Jalen Twyman, Patrick Jones is a force to reckon with. How is playing alongside them, how does that make you a better player?
It makes me a better player because we all competing for the same goal. It's not no egos on the D-line. It's not like, oh, it's like we all trying to help each other out. Because we'll sit down and be like, hey, maybe if we do this, maybe we can get to the quarterback faster. Or we compete with each other. Like, I maybe tell JT like, oh, I'm going to get to the quarterback this play. And he'll be like, I'm going to get there. And then Weaver, Patrick could jump in and we'll, like, compete with each other. And when you're competing with a D-line and you're competing with your fellow D-linemen, it just make the whole team better.
We know you guys as a whole, you threw your shot coming back, might be the best defensive line in all of football for next season. What do you think has made you guys as a unit so good and allowed you to be in position where next year you could be as good as we've seen in a very long time?
The way we break down film and the way we communicate with each other on the field.
Keyshawn, going back to high school, what went into your decision to choose Pitt?
It was kind of a little stressful, like, at the end of it, like, the whole recruiting process was fun, but when you was nicking it down to, like, the last couple of schools that you wanted to go to, it kind of was getting a little hard. I was just trying to figure out the team that, like, had, because, you know, every team is going to tell you, oh, you're going to come here and play, you're going to start, but I just wanted to come to a team that didn't even talk about footballing with Pitt when they first came to a in-home visit. It wasn't nothing about football. It was about academics. It was about academics first, and that's what I wanted to be able to do because there's a life after football. NFL stands for not for long. So they seem like, okay, we want you to come here, get your degree, graduate, but we also want you to play football. So I just thought that was a big thing, too. And it was a family-oriented team. Coach Narduzzi believed in family. Like, even now, Coach Narduzzi called me, check on my family. Oh, how's everybody doing? Making sure everybody's okay. So I just knew that it was all genuine and it wasn't a bunch of fake love. And that's why I felt like Pitt was the right college for me.
Coach Pat Narduzzi, one of the best in college football. What's it been like playing under him? And can you describe the relationship you've been able to develop with your head coach?
Oh, it's been good. He keeps me on my toes because you never know what he has in store. And he always going to push me to be harder because he knows that I haven't tapped into my prime yet. I haven't reached my full potential, so he's going to keep me on my toes till I reach my full potential, and that's, I feel like that's going to help me in the long run.
Keyshawn, how important do you think it is for not only you, but other players on this Pitt team to have a strong relationship with your head coach?
I feel like it's good because he done seen everything. He's been in the college game, football game for a long time, and he done seen things and done seen players become great. So sometimes I feel like if you have a good relationship with your head coach, you can pick his brain about what, like, go ask some questions like, oh, when you had this player, how did you feel? Like, what was his work ethic and what made him so great to be able to go to that next level? And, like, you could just pick his brain on things like that because when he was at Michigan State, he had the number one defense in the country consecutive years in a row. So I know he's a defensive-minded head coach, so I try to pick his brain on being a defensive player myself.
Keyshawn, coming into Pitt as a freshman, what were your expectations, and then what went into that decision to have you redshirt?
I felt like I wasn't physically and mentally ready yet to take on that workload to be a starter or to be in rotation because with coming in, you have to know the playbook, and I felt like I didn't want to let my team down by going out there messing up, having a bunch of MAs and MEs on this assignment. So I felt like that me redshirting, getting my body right, and being able to learn the full playbook, that'll help me in my redshirt freshman year.
For those who don't know, what type of role, Keyshawn, do you see yourself playing on this Pitt defense next season?
I see myself playing a big role, being a run stopper, then also being a pass rusher, also being a player that can play all four downs that doesn't have to come out.
What's a typical game day like for you, Keyshawn, and what's it like being able to play at Heinz Field?
Oh, it's playing at Heinz Field. That's an honor. Playing in the same stadium as Jerome Bettis, Aaron Donald, Darrell Reeves, playing where a bunch of greats done played, and seeing myself under the lights, it's just sometimes it's just shocking. But my typical game day is more like I just wake up, pray, do like some stretches and stuff, take a shower, then I watch a little bit of film. I watch a little bit of film for the game. And then I go to the game and I just listen to music to turn my mind on, get my mind ready for the game. And then I start getting dressed, taped and everything. And then by that time I warm up and stuff. And then I just lock in and get ready for the game.
And Keyshawn, you just mentioned Aaron Donald. A lot of stars have come out of this Pitt football program and are now succeeding at the next level. How has their success motivated you and made you realize that you have a legit shot someday in playing in the NFL?
It motivates me all the time because just by saying Aaron Donald always coming into the locker room, it's just like, I know like at other schools, they have players come in. So it's just like so real to see one of the best defensive players in the NFL. Like, I can peek his brain. I can, I'm getting this set by a guard. What if it was you, what would you try to do? What move? So I feel like it's cool to that I'm able to pick his brain on things like that to help me elevate my game.
Keyshawn, was there anyone early on in your career, player, coach, that helped you get acclimated to the collegiate game?
Not really. I feel like Coach Parsons did a bit, was big in that. He just helped me like break the game down more and slow it down. Because, you know, coming in as a freshman and stuff, once he got there my redshirt freshman year, it was just like we was breaking down the film, and like it was more film work than physical. Because I knew mentally and physically that I had the talent to be able to play. But when I broke the film down, it made it so much easier and it slowed the game down that much.
Keyshawn, when you're watching film, obviously watching offensive linemen, what do you look for in their game?
First thing I usually look for, I look for like how his stance is, how he set. Some set lateral and some set back. So that just let me know what type of move I'm going to do. And then after I look from his set, from his feet, I go straight to his hands. I get my eyes on my work. So then I just try to look at his hands. How does he shoot? Is he a two-hand puncher, low puncher, high puncher? Does he shoot one, then try to shoot the other to get me to use my speed to go upfield, to club me by? So I just try to use all that. Probably like first I go from their stance, feet, then their hands. And then that's how I try to break things down to what moves that I can put into my game in that game to start.
Looking at the future of this Pitt football team, was there an underclassman last year, defense, offense, that hasn't gotten that media attention yet but stood out to you and should be on draft radars pretty soon?
I feel like Damari Mathis, he's definitely a lockdown corner, and I feel like he's going to be on a lot of draft radar soon. Yeah, but you know, with Dane Jackson leaving, that's now it's his throne to be that cornerback coming back to make a big name for himself.
Keyshawn, when you're not on the football field or in the classroom, do you have certain activities that you like to do with your teammates?
Yeah, I probably like writing music. I probably like writing music, just chilling, just like writing music, probably listening to music. I'm more laid back, chill type of guy.
And Keyshawn, we talked a little bit about academics earlier on, but just tell us, like, what did you end up majoring in and what are your career aspirations once your football career is over?
Administration and justice with a minor in legal studies. So I'm into like CSI type things. I took the forensic track. I'm into like CSI type things and maybe life after football. I would like to probably like pursue like the law, but if not, I wanted to get into like real estate, like buying houses and flipping them for like the low income families, like so that they can have places to stay.
The talent of this Pitt football team, there's a lot of talent there. How would you describe the football culture at Pitt?
Unique, because like you said, we have I'm from Florida. We have a bunch of people from different parts of the different parts. And I feel like we're unique because we all bond well. Like, it's not too many. We all have the same goal, is to go to the NFL and to also win national championships, ACC championships. but we all from different parts of the world, and it's just like the bond that we have is unique, because I don't know other teams, but I done heard like other friends from other teams, it's not like that, that it's just bond with a couple people. But I feel like our bond together as a team is different than others.
And what would you want, we know next level, they're going to see the talent, your production, but what would you want scouts and GMs to know about who they're getting in Keyshawn camp in the locker room?
I just want them to know that they're going to have a player that works hard, that has been through adversity and doesn't give up on anything, and that's going to continue to keep working, and that knows that when he get that shot, that he's going to take the most of it. He's going to take the most of his shot, and that he doesn't want to be outworked by nobody.
Keyshawn, hypothetical question. If you could play for one NFL team, what team would that be and why?
It would probably have to be the Baltimore Ravens, because right now their defense has been playing some good defense. Either the Baltimore Ravens or the 49ers, because their defense has been outstanding, like the D-line and stuff, especially the 49ers, because what they've been doing, and then especially how they've been. Nick Bosa has been playing this season, well, this past season, how he's played, and the type of scheme that they run, a 4-3, things like that. I could see myself in a 4-3 defense than a 3-4, maybe. But their defense been playing outstanding. And then also the culture on their team, like, it's just like a winning culture on Baltimore. And I feel like they're the upcoming team right now. So that would be a good team to play for.
Another hypothetical, if you can be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
I probably would want to be trained by Warren Sapp. He's a Florida native. We play the same position, and I feel like sometimes I was compared to him in high school, so I would like kind of want to pick his brain and see like the different moves and the different things, like sit down and break down film with him.
And for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
I'll tell them grades. Make sure you get your grades in the classroom, because if you don't have the grades in the classroom, you can't go on nobody in college. You can't go on nobody in college and be successful. So I would tell them grades first, and then second, make sure that you're always working, because if you're working, somebody else might not be working, so that's, you can get an upper advantage. I ain't saying like work out 2-3 hours a day. All it takes is 30 minutes a day. If you're doing 30 minutes and somebody's not doing nothing, them 30 minutes add up every day to get better. And then just never be too full of yourself. Like if you got all the offers or anything, or you started to get offers or anything, and just kind of be level headed and be humble. Don't let all of it go to your head, because they all could be stopped. Sure.
That was Keyshawn Camp with the Pitt Panthers. We really appreciate your time, and best of luck next season.
All right. Thank you.